This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online and on the satellite. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. It's been kind of a rough weekend for the first responders. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers keeping America rolling along, thank you so very, very much. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget about our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us to start the week out, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say a pledge, my friend. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian nation of values. Well, Kyle, it's been a horrible day out there in California and all around the world to all the people that love basketball, because a terrible helicopter crash that I found out about quarter after one Eastern time, about half an hour after it happened, has killed the former NBA superstar, Los Angeles Lakers superstar, Kobe Bryant, and his 13-year-old daughter and seven others in California. Now, we know there were nine people on board the Sikorsky S-76 helicopter. That would have been maximum capacity from everything that I read about the helicopter so far. And they also were flying, I believe, in fog. Now, you fill us in on the rest of it.
Well, that's right, Captain. Los Angeles is just absolutely in mourning and shock all day today and through tonight as well, as so many tributes are pouring in for Kobe Bryant. The news flashed around the world, of course, earlier today that his helicopter did go down. Earlier today, there was an awful lot of fog in the Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles area, and especially in the Calabasas area. This is about 30 miles northwest of downtown L.A. where the helicopter went down. Local residents say there that they thought that the fog seemed to be more than they'd ever really seen in that area before. So right now, of course, the NTSB is looking into any possible cause of this crash, obviously. Sikorsky has also said that they will be cooperating fully. But right now, Captain, at least at this hour, they are looking at the weather as being perhaps a major factor in this horrible, tragic crash.
Well, I was watching the altitude reports for this particular aircraft, because all aircrafts are monitored for where they go and how they get there, and it was flying at about 150 knots, and it was up by, I don't know, several, well, it wasn't several thousand feet. It was up, I believe, around 3,000 or 4,000 feet. But then all of a sudden, it dropped down to what we call treetop level and slowed down to 50 miles an hour for a ways, and I'm thinking to myself, was this where they first hit the fog because he was not flying on instruments?
Well, from what I understand is that at some point they would have had to have go on, they had to go on what they call the VFR, visual flight rules. We do understand that the pilot was rated to fly on instruments, but the fog was very bad, as I was saying, and so it may have been a decision by the pilot. Again, we, all this is speculation, in order to continue to go forward. They took off from John Wayne Airport. Kobe Bryant lived in the Newport Beach area,
right.
And took off from John Wayne Airport about 9:06 a.m. this morning, and the chopper went down, or they went down a little before 10 a.m. In the Calabasas area there. So again, as they were flying along, we just don't know yet exactly what the decisions were. It was asked of the NTSB fast response team whether or not this kind of helicopter will have a black box. They weren't forthcoming with that at that time. They have to do more research and find out about that. But one would think, and of course, as you're referring to, Captain, as well, there's a lot of data already in the public domain as to what the speed of the chopper was,
right,
the height was, and so forth, and they will begin to piece together exactly what happened.
Now, what really makes this even worse is that on board, we understand three young people were on board. Three children died. One of them was a Orange Coast College coach, his wife and daughter. The other one was Kobe Bryant's daughter's personal basketball coach and her daughter, along with Kobe Bryant's daughter and him. And this is just, you know, anytime children are involved, it's horrible. And for the first responders who try to get there as soon as they can, I understand they couldn't get right to the scene with their equipment because it looked pretty remote. I could see it was pretty much like on a four-wheel trail to get there, and they had to get a brush truck to get up in here to get to the scene with a truck. But they had their helicopter come over and drop down two of the firefighter paramedics on board of the helicopter, and they went down to try to see if they could save any lives while the fire was raging all around them.
Exactly. Just a horrific scene. The third child, we understand, is a middle-aged school daughter of Sarah Chester, who was aboard the aircraft as well. Her daughter, Peyton, is the third child who perished in that. And the Orange Coast College, he was a baseball coach, but...
Yeah, John Altobelli. I knew his brother, Joe. He was a coach for the years ago for the Rochester Red Wings, a longtime Baltimore Oriole player, and played minor league and then became the coach of the Rochester Red Wings. I'm shocked just because I know the brother. All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and that is true. Anybody that knew Joe Altobelli up there in Rochester with the Rochester Red Wings, this was his brother, John, his wife and daughter who died. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This edition, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're suffering from nagging pain and maybe you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, little hip pain, little knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, then let me suggest that you try Relief Factor, the 3-week quick start, right away. Now, many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, I've been on this now for 3 years and 10 months, and it works for me. Thank you very much. Now, I take my Relief Factor twice a day, once in the morning, once again in the evening, and it cuts the edge, because when I don't take it or forget about it or get busy or whatever and miss it for a day or so, all of a sudden that nagging arthritis that I have comes right back again. So go over to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, to find out more. You'll see the little video that's right there. Take a look at the video. Watch it. It's about 2 minutes long. And then after that, order the $19.95 3-week quick start and give it a try. Because you'll know by the end of that third week whether or not this is going to work for you. And they tell me at Relief Factor that we have the highest retention group of people here, 81%. Of the people that buy it, stay on it. So that's a good thing. But then again, I'm telling you because it worked for me, it'll work for you. Well, I certainly hope so. So if you're struggling, You've got nagging pain? Go over to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 is a three-week quick start. Order it, get it started today, and you'll know for sure. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, let's see here. We got Richard the Marine chiming in. We got Alan Nebraska chiming in. We got Sue the Dispatcher chiming in. We got James the Expert Paper Relocator up in Georgia chiming in. Good morning to Chris here in Tampa. And good morning to Pete in St. Pete. There we go. Got all them covered so far. Now, want to change subjects here because we got a lot of things going on today. It was not a newsless weekend. We had three rockets that were fired at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad yesterday. Now, we were told, rockets score direct hit on U.S. Embassy. Did they?
Well, no, not really. We understand that this was a restaurant or what they call a canteen.
Right outside.
That was damaged. Yeah, right.
Now, was it all three rockets or was it two or was it
I
one?
I think it was just the one.
That's right. The other two landed in the street, which caused some reciprocal damage. But one of them landed like right outside the front door of this place. There was nobody in it. There were no injuries, thank God, but it was not by any means a direct hit. So here we go again with those news sources that are putting us out there that don't know what the hell they're talking about, that are trying to create some sort of whatever it is they're trying to create, and it becomes fake news because it's not true.
Right, exactly. But in the area there, of course, Captain, they still have protests going on.
Certainly.
We understand, I think, one protester was actually killed, as the forces responded, not American forces, but the Iraqi Prime Minister.
Yeah, he got trampled. That person got trampled.
Yeah, and the Iraqi Prime Minister is condemning the rocket attack, of course, and so forth, and they're trying to trace it back to who could be doing this. Obviously, it's going to be blamed, at least by, if you were to talk to Iran, on some kind of rogue entity or rogue people doing this. But there's one thing that we know is going on. They are trying to test the defenses, or they're trying to test just how far all of this can be pushed. But, of course, as you said, nobody was injured, and there was minor damage done.
Well, they can't get close enough to the embassy because of the area that they're apparently firing this from, and they keep moving around in a certain part of the city, and you would think they could locate them because they'd be watching for them, but they're in amongst the people and they can't get close enough, or they're out in the open, and they're certainly not going to fire these things out in the open because then they would get killed and would not live to fight another day.
That's right. And we also understand that five Katyusha rockets crashed into a riverbank in the city's green zone. They didn't hurt anybody, and there weren't any serious damage resulting from that either. But again, it's still a very volatile area, and you've got, of course, some of the Iraqi government who are, in many ways being controlled by Iranian influence, and others trying to gin up this thing of, you know, get the Americans out of Iraq and this kind of thing. So this is going to be with us for a while.
Well, these are the Iranian proxies that are there, and you have to understand that the Iranian proxies are there to create hate and discontent all that they can.
Oh, sure. Exactly right. Exactly right. And because this was the entire intent of the original attack after Soleimani was taken out by U.S. forces earlier in the month.
Right. Now, folks, I am talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we do several times a week. Now, this week, Kyle, we're going to have Wayne Allen Root on Thursday night, so I'm just putting that out there right now, and Wayne's going to come on and talk about all the winning the president's doing. He's got some first-hand information he's going to break here on the show come Thursday for something that's coming up, and I can't wait to hear what that's going to do.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, we'll look forward to hearing from Wayne.
Yeah, okay, and good morning back to Al. Al is chiming in again there, so we'll chime back at him and tell him good morning again. Okay, and I love it. Sue says, I'm still wide awake. That's Sue the Dispatcher.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah.
Well, we'll keep you awake. Okay, now, I'm going to talk about John Bolton, but I'm going to talk about him in the next segment. But because there's a story out there that came by way of the New York Times and then got republished by the Bloomberg Report. And, of course, it lost a little bit of its authenticity because they forgot to tell people a couple things about it, which we'll get into in our next segment. But right now, I want to talk about the Republicans and what they did over the weekend. Now, it was about 3 hours, was what I understand, was their initial rebuttal, but they got some things out on the table, and I think they've got to get a little bit more vim and vigor. Remember that term from John Kennedy?
Oh, that's right, the vim and vigor.
I think they have to get a little vim and vigor into their presentation today and light a fire under a few people and just make it sound like as if they really want to go after the Democrats, because these Democrats have lied. They're continuing to lie. They keep saying it's the Republicans. And, folks, everything the Democrats say the Republicans and Donald Trump have done, they have done themselves in spades.
Oh,
spades.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there was sort of a preview on Saturday. It'll start in earnest later this morning, Captain, of course. But you're right. Yeah, the Republican defense for the defense team for the president, I think, number one, they're going to be much more concise. They're going to be able to refute what Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler prattled on about for several days. I think we're going to see some movement in the polls as well. And I think that we're going to see, a very vigorous defense of the president. And also, Alan Dershowitz is going to be one of the ones to watch here. I think he's going to be key because he is talking about the constitutionality of the entire episode that we're witnessing. In other words, it doesn't rise to the level of impeachable offenses.
All right. Hold on a second. We're going to take a call here. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. This is Picasso calling in because my favorite professor is with you.
Well, don't waste any time. Don't waste any time because we've only got about a minute left in the segment. So go with your
question. I really, since you're talking about impeachment, I wrote a long article about it, and I really want people who are concerned about the situation or have any doubts about what is really happening to read it. And I really wanted the professor to come over to the website and read it and hear what he had to say.
Why don't you send it to him?
I'll do that.
Or why don't you?
I'm having a hard time getting to Kyle's radio show.
Well, why don't you put it on one of my Facebook pages, since I've got a lot of people that are over there, and then it might get seen.
I can't get on Facebook.
Why?
That's a long story.
All right.
Anyway.
If you can email me, I'll send you his email address, and you can email it to him.
Okay, try to get over to TrumpTwitterWall.com and take a look at it. Professor, I'd really like to read it.
Sure will.
Thank you. All right, well, there you go. But that's the problem with Facebook. A lot of people are having problems with Facebook. But, I don't know what it is you got to do to get into trouble, because I'm still trying to figure it out. How about you?
Right, well, I know. Yeah, I've seen several people are having some kind of issue, but
I think it's, I don't know what it is, but I post a lot of things, and sometimes they're critical, and I would think that some of it could be offensive to what some of the people say, and this, that, and the other. And by the way, here comes the music, but so far, so good, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right, hold on, I'll be right back. Folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and when we come back, we're going to talk about John Bolton. Now, there's a story out there, but the story is not exactly true. And the people that put it out there know better. And we're going to tell you when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
NBA star Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter were killed, along with nine other people on board a helicopter that crashed in Calabasas in Southern California. L.A. County Fire Chief Daryl Osby.
Our firefighters discovered approximately a quarter acre brush fire that resulted from a crash on the hillside.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. At the Grammy Awards, Alicia Keys paid a tribute to Bryant.
Los Angeles, America, and the whole wide world lost a hero. And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
The Grammys are being held at the Staples Center, where the Lakers play. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, who's hanging on my phone waiting for me to pick up. But I want to tell you, this portion of the show, The Captain's America, Third Watch, Monday morning edition, brought to you by our good friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Now, to find out more, go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico. Because Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including moi, your humble talk radio host, me. Now, your Geico office, once you go on the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for almost anything you own and also identify where your local office is. Or guess what? You can get all that information off the website. You don't have to talk to an agent if you don't want to, so it's all up to you. Now, they offer coverage for the car or truck that you're driving. They also will cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your ski-doo, your sea-doo, and they can even help you with your homeowners or renter's insurance, too. Now, if you bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance with your motor vehicle, you'll get a cheaper rate, and that's exactly what I do. Plus, I've been getting a 10% safe driver discount, knock on wood. There it is right there for the last several years that I've been using them, and I think I've had them now for about 11 years or thereabouts. But anyway, Geico, check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. You'll be glad you did. It'll save you money, too. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Who is Joy Villa? Or is that how you say that name, Villa, V-I-L-L-A, or Villa?
Yeah, Joy Villa, I believe.
Okay, who is she?
Well, she's a singer. She released an album back in 2018 called Home Sweet Home. She had a single called Make America Great Again.
And where was she last night?
She was right here in the L.A. area, the Grammy Awards.
And she showed up wearing what?
She's known for wearing dresses that promote President Trump, and this was no exception.
Well, to begin with, it was all white, right?
It was a red dress, I believe.
Yeah, but it was an all-white outfit over what
over
she...
This, yeah.
Yeah, because when she got up on the red carpet, she opened up the dress, and voila, the actual dress, not the outside cover, said Trump 2020 on the front, and on the back it said...
impeached and reelected.
Now, that was... She was wearing a bareback dress, and that was on her butt down to the floor, right?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Impeached and reelected. But she's a good-looking lady, and my goodness, I mean, they must have gone nuts in Hollywood, some of the liberals of that one.
Well, one might think. Well, exactly right. And certainly, you know, it is interesting. It's an extreme sort of statement, but at the same time, in such a place where you might find a lot of anti-Trump sentiment, it might be just what the doctor ordered. We'll see.
Now, let's talk about John Bolton. What do you know about the story that you saw about John Bolton? You tell me, and then I'll tell you the truth.
Well, what they're saying right now is that there's a manuscript that seems to say stuff about President Trump and tying the Ukraine aid to investigating the political rivals, these kinds of things. And this was being vetted, we understand, by the American government for national security reasons and these kinds of things, as any manuscript like this would have to do. But we do know that this book deal is worth about $2 million. But this is what we know at this time.
Okay. Now for the truth.
Right.
The manuscript was maybe, kind of, sort of, written by John Bolton, or maybe, kind of, sort of, by a ghostwriter. We don't know which. But in any case, the manuscript, which has not been published and will not be in the book, I might add, that's a fact, okay, was put out there, was discovered by the New York Times. Now, that's bulletin red flag number one, correct?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Then Bloomberg got a hold of it and stretched it a little bit more to make it sound like as if, well, it's in the book, and the book's coming out, and the book alleges Trump is good, tied the aid to the investigations, and oh, this is so terrible. Absolutely not true.
Well, you know, this is part of the narrative, though, too, as well, Captain, especially when it comes to what Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said. You know, he's saying, John Bolton has the evidence, he tweeted out, we understand. And it's this kind of thing. Once again, here we go again with the Mueller report sort of tactic here, and that is to say, oh, don't worry, it's all going to come out in the Mueller report. You know, we all know it's finally going to be here, and the same. It's the same thing. This is a larger ploy to make sure that there's some critical mass to get these witnesses.
Look, you know, Kyle, they tried it with Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
They tried it before Kavanaugh with the other judge was in there. What's his name? What was his name? Kasich? Who was the one before him?
It's Kavanaugh, Gorsuch.
Gorsuch. Okay,
yeah.
Kasich. Where to come up with that? But anyway, Gorsuch. So there you go. So they tried it with those two, and it didn't work. They tried it with the Mueller report. It didn't work. So now they're trying it with this for what? Just for the hell of it, and it didn't work again because, gotcha, we caught them.
Well, of course, and also...
And it wasn't just me catching them. It was anybody that paid any attention at all, any news commentator or talk show host that was on television or radio yesterday picked this up right away and realized what was going on. Because if you read the New York Times report, Kyle, it said unpublished manuscript, not in the book.
Well, exactly. And the idea, again, is that these are tactics used to try to get a story out there first. Very similar to Adam Schiff with the fake phone call in the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, where he read the fake phone call transcript that he personally made up. It's the idea to get it out there so that unsuspecting American citizens hear it and say, oh, wow, Trump said that on the phone call? Yeah, we got to impeach that guy or that kind of stuff. And they know exactly that it's untrue or that they're lying, but they're just trying to race ahead and get there first. And but it's up to folks like you and to me and others who are going to say, no, wait a minute, here are the facts.
Well, this was a leak of something written by somebody. We don't know if it was Bolton or not. It could have been a ghostwriter. We don't know. But his publisher or the ghostwriter or somebody affiliated with the book, other than Bolton, leaked this to the New York Times. So that tells me all I want to know.
Well, sure. And then what about these other, I mean, we've actually heard from witnesses in the House inquiry phase where they said, the president told me, don't get anything. I don't want a quid pro quo. I don't want anything. But he's talking about the corruption. The president has a responsibility to make sure that whatever money,
right,
millions and millions of dollars we're sending over there,
right,
don't simply go to corruption.
All right, let's talk about the coronavirus right now, because you had a new case reported right out there in your backyard somewhere.
That's right. Orange County, California, Captain, has a reported case of coronavirus. We understand the person is in a hospital, and that they are isolated, of course, and that there's no immediate danger per se. We understand that person also did travel from the Wuhan area in China, but at last I heard there was no, they weren't releasing where the person came into the country, that kind of thing. So I think they're trying to keep a lock on that until they figure out exactly where that was and any other things that they will have to do in order to ensure public safety.
And there are now reportedly there are now 5 cases in the United States.
As far as I know, that's right. And the death toll, of course, is going up. Again, we don't know exactly what the death toll is in China.
Well, we can't believe the numbers from China because, as was pointed out by Dan DeMann,
right,
the numbers as high as they were means that the numbers were much higher than that, or they never would have locked down Wuhan, or they never would have locked down these 11 other cities with some 36 million people saying, hey, man, shelter in place.
Exactly right. Exactly right. This is a major, major problem. And of course, again, yeah, we can't really believe what the Chinese government says about this until we have a lot more information. But the scale of it is daunting, and the scale of it is just absolutely unbelievable. That means, of course, that as these planes fly all over the world to Australia and to Europe and throughout the United States and other places, all points in between and all around, it means that unless there's a way of getting a handle on this, we could see a very, very bad situation get worse. And, of course, our hopes and prayers are that that doesn't happen, but it's a very serious thing.
All right, now tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And I don't know why our friend can't listen to your show, because that's where it is, KyleWarrenShow.com, as well as out there on, let's see, it's on, what's the name of that? There's another, is it Mojo 5.0 or something like that?
Yeah, there's all different places that you can hear it. Yeah.
All righty. Well, let's start with the first one, KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, Kyle, talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right, and Picasso there. For some reason, I couldn't think of his name. Picasso, I guess you're being a stranger these days. But anyway, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to get into the second hour talking a little bit more about the helicopter and Kobe Bryant, because there's something really screwy about all this. I can't quite put my finger on it, but we'll talk about it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone.
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind will break.
they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
The Truckers Highway and Byman Report for this hour brought to you by your local Pilot and Fine J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because if you haven't been in a Pilot Travel Center lately, you are in store for a surprise. Well, tell you what, like I told you over the weekend and last week on Friday, another strong storm is going to impact the Northwest through Tuesday with heavy rain, localized flooding down below, and mountain snow from the Cascades to the Northern Rockies measuring a foot or more. Now, meanwhile, a system passing through the interior west will produce some heavy snow across the south central Rockies, again, a foot or more. Finally, the lake effect snow is going to take effect over in the downwind areas of the Great Lakes, and we'll get into that in a minute because, yep, it's snowing in my favorite place in the world again. And also, a low pressure system near the Canadian Maritimes is going to make things interesting. Now, let's start with out west. In Washington State, there is a storm coming ashore, so be advised. Oregon, Richard and Marine, coming your way again, my friend. Sorry. Hate to tell you, but it is. And down there in Northern California, later in the week, Central California, Southern California, later in the week. Right now, you got some winds coming out of Los Angeles going off to the the east. There is some patchy fog in some of the areas tonight, as there was apparently with the fateful helicopter ride that Kobe Bryant was on. Also, pardon me, moving over into the interiors, into the Cascades, you've got snow in the central part of Utah and the northern part of Utah. And then when you come up 15 and continue to come up 15, north of Boise and up into southwestern corner of Montana, you've got snow going on there tonight. You also have some snow in Wyoming. Well, it's between Laramie and Cheyenne with some high winds whipping across Wyoming tonight, as well as the southeastern part of Idaho. Now, moving up into North Dakota, you got high winds all across the state of Idaho tonight. There is some snow in South Dakota in the south, the central eastern part of, from the central to the southeastern corner of South Dakota. And also, snow in the southwestern part of Minnesota tonight. Now, down below, and then also in the northwestern part of Iowa. Now, down below, from about Rochester, Minnesota, straight south, down through the middle of Iowa, all the way down through Missouri, all the way down towards, north and west of St. Louis, not by much, though, you've got a lot of fog. Now, it covers all of Iowa from just below Des Moines, from border to border, from North Dakota all the way over to Illinois. It goes into Illinois right now, down along the Mississippi River, and then it goes down through central Illinois, down towards just north of St. Louis, and covers most of Missouri, just north and west of St. Louis, all the way north up into Iowa. Now, coming down tonight into Arkansas, you have fog across most of Arkansas tonight. You got some rain off to the east towards the eastern part of Arkansas, again, going towards the Mississippi River. You've got a heavy area of dense fog from central Oklahoma along I-40 east of Oklahoma City, on down on an angle, 45-degree angle, down to Texas, and then all the way back across through Arkansas, all the way over to Mississippi, to the state line there. Now, Texas, Catwoman and Road Dog, if you're headed south tonight, you're going to be in the fog, not only going through Arkansas, coming down 30, but you're going to be in it all the way to the Texas, Dallas, Texas Metroplex, and then you're going to be in it all the way down to San Antonio, and you should run out of it by the time you clear San Antonio and get on the south side. Then you'll have a clear shot down to Laredo. But in the meantime, along the Gulf, from Galveston, around to Houston, heavy, dense fog there. Areas of patchy fog starting in Louisiana, coming across all the way over to the panhandle of Florida tonight. And there may be some showers and or fog coming in from the Gulf right now on the western side of the state of Florida, but can't say too much about that just yet because it's kind of iffy. Some of the storms are breaking up in the Gulf, but there is about a 30% chance of rain tonight. Now, here we go with the snow in the Great Lakes region. First of all, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, that would be north of Wisconsin in particular. The way the wind is blowing, there's some snow starting up. You're going to have lake effect snow up there. Now, upstate New York, it's been snowing most of the evening from Oswego to Watertown and into the Tug Hill Plateau. So be advised, you're probably going to get an event there. Lake effect snow warning will probably be issued sometime today because, again, the winds are blowing just the right direction, and it looks like you're set up for another one of those lake effect machines. Now, going across to Maine, in the very northern part of Maine, the very northern tip, up above Presque Isle, up towards Nova Scotia, you've got snow, general snow up across there. You've got wind coming up from about Bangor all the way up into northern Maine until you get to the snow and then all the way across over to Nova Scotia. So that's what things are looking like that way tonight. And just be advised, if you're out there, pay attention to what's going on. And again, fog, we already know what fog can do thanks to this helicopter situation, which I'll be talking about here in the next segment because there appears to be an issue with the weather, perhaps fog, that may have helped bring down that helicopter that Kobe Bryant and his daughter and his friends were riding on. We'll see. Now, the other thing is, remember, your Trucker's Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Now, the Pilot Travel Centers are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You'll find an Arby's in there, a Chester's Chicken, could be a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, or even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts with their complete menu, too. So think about that for a little bit there. Think about that. And also, in the Flying J's, you'll find a sit-down Denny's or a Huddle House or Moe's Southwest Grill. And in the bigger ones by the big cities, you'll find an extra location in there with them. Could be a Taco Bell, could be a Pizza Hut, could be a Subway, whatever, but there'll be something else along with it. Now, become a member of their frequent fueler club there and save some money on your fuel and get some points off, too, because that's what Catwoman and Road Dog do. They get in there, and they're smart campers. When they buy fuel, they get the points in their card, and then they use it to buy different things and save things in there. Now, they're in Laredo. Okay, Catwoman just chimed in. They're in Laredo now. Thanks for the fog report. Sorry, it's been very heavy lately here in Texas. Yep, you're going to see it again. Listening now, okay, and prayers for Miss Rosemary, Catwoman, Road Dog. Okay, well, yep, and I haven't heard anything. I just know she's still recuperating, so there you go. Now, also, hello to Debbie up there in Jasper. Hope you're doing well, and a big shout-out to Sam the Paper Man. He's just chimed in here from somewhere. I guess he's out there getting ready to go into hibernation. There you go. And he's got a question, but I'll have to get to the question when I come back there, Sam the Paper Man. Who ordered the rain? Oh, it was coming. We knew it was coming there, Sam. All righty. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program. It's got nothing to do with me. It's got everything to do with y'all. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.